Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Don't forget, the rest of this month, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out our listener survey. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is May 23rd, 1952, and the title is Shotgun Swindle. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Greatest name in cereals presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talkin' cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Shotgun Swindler. Have some fun at breakfast, boys and girls. Have Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They're fun to eat and fun to listen to because they're the talking cereal. When you add cream or milk, they go snap, crackle, pop to tell you how fresh and crisp they are. Next time Mom makes out that grocery list, tell her to remember golden, delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to stay tuned in so you can find out later in the program how to get an amazing new Air-a-Doodle rocket-launching beanie. Boy, they're sensational! From the time the white man first saw the Indians decorating themselves with trinkets of gold and silver, the fight was on to grab any land that might bear these precious metals. The greed in some men was a great opportunity for the roving swindler to work his confidence game. One of the cleverest of these to be uncovered by United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles was the Shotgun Swindler.
That's a good one, Grundy. Let's take a look.
Yeah, Sunday. I put it just about eye level in the face of that rock. See?
He can't tell what it was growing there by nature for 100 million years.
All right, now come on back and I'll get another spread in there up to the left of it a little.
Do you have to waste another one, Grundy? I hate to see our gold dust go so fast.
Now, that's the trouble with you, Sunday. Ain't willing to spend a little to make a lot.
But
nothing. Gotta make this look good, don't we? We got our sucker all picked out, don't we?
Sure, but...
Well, that banker Clancy Wright ain't no dummy.
I ain't said he was.
Well, all right, then. Got to make this look like that there vein of gold runs clean to Wyoming and down to China for debt.
Well, give it one more, but that's all.
It ought to be enough to get him hooked.
I always get the big wallop out of watching a sucker's eyes bug out.
Yeah.
And when their eyes bug out, it means you got him hooked. Go on, shoot it. And let's go get our sucker.
I will if you can shut your yapping bazoo for a shake of a lamb's tail.
All right, I ain't talking. Shoot.
All right. Up there.
Well, that's just perfect. Hurry, let's get to town. I can't wait to see his eyes bug out.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Well, Bill, we finally got here.
Yeah, Jingles, it's been a long ride to here, and we're only halfway to Wyoming as it is.
Well, this is good enough for me. Beetle Bend is a fine little digging. Let's look around.
Maybe you're getting tired of being on the trail, partner.
Oh, I sure am. Doggone it. We don't ever settle down long enough to dent a chair.
Yep. Being a lawman is kind of rugged, all right. Maybe I can help you find a job here, Jingles.
Job? Well, poor Bill.
Well, you're tired of the trail. Of course, I'll miss you. Don't know where I'll find another good deputy right quick.
Oh, now, Bill, I ain't quitting. You know I wouldn't do that. Doggone it, don't talk like that, Bill Hickok. You can make me feel lower than sandals on a salamander.
Well, let's get cleaned up and get something to eat, huh?
Well, look who just blew into Beetle Bend.
Hey, Bill, it's Banker Clancy Wright. Howdy, Mr. Wright.
Howdy, Jingles.
Bill Hickok, you are a sight for sore eyes.
Your eyes sore, too? You know, I've been having a lot of trouble that way with the sun on the desert and all.
He means he's glad to see us, Jingle.
Oh.
How are things in Beetle Bend, Clancy?
Great, Bill, just great.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure glad to find a spot with no trouble.
Trouble? Why, we don't know what the word is around here, Bill.
Hey, Bill. Bill, look at those two crusty old Jaspers hopping down the street. Ain't they a funny-looking pair?
Yeah, they're strangers. Never saw them before.
Ain't meaning to butt in, gents, but a feller told us one of you here is Mr. Clancy Wright, the banker.
And we got business with whichever one it is.
Well, I'm Wright.
I'm Grundy.
I'm Sunday.
I'm Jingle. Howdy.
Now, don't get smart with me, Sonny.
I ain't smart. Doggone it, I am Jingle.
Looks it, don't he?
Now, just
Jingles, better quit while you're ahead, partner.
Well, what can I do for you, gents? We got business with you, Mr. Wright.
Yeah, private business.
Go right ahead, Clancy. We'll see you later.
All right, Hickok. Jingles, suppose I meet you at the Busted Cup Cafe for supper. My treat.
Why, sure, Clancy. That'd be just fine. Won't it, Bill?
Don't see why not,
Bill. Oh, good. Come on, gentlemen. We'll go over to my office.
Yeah, very glad to do
it. Bill, that Clancy Wright sure is a stuff shirt, ain't he?
No, Jingles. He's a banker. They've got to be dignified, that's all. They handle the people's money.
Well, I wish I had some money to handle. Bill.
Yeah, partner?
Could you loan me, say, $1.06?
Now, what do you want all that for?
Well, I want to go to the barber shop to get a bath.
That's only 15 cents.
Well, a shave and a haircut, 6 bits.
Yeah, that's 90 cents.
And, I want to buy a couple of licorice whips.
Licorice whips? Jingles, I thought you'd grown up. Well, anyway, they're only a penny apiece.
All right, doggone it. I'll settle for $1.
Here you are, partner. $1.
Thank you. I'll pay you back Saturday.
This is Saturday. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes Clancy back, and he sure looks excited.
Bill, guess what's happened? Those two old gents were prospectors, and they've made a big gold strike just 10 miles from Beetle Bend.
This is Charlie Lyon and Slim the Singing Cowboy, folks. Hey, Slim, did you hear about the swell new Aerodoodle beanie cap and rocket planes the Kellogg Company is offering boys and girls?
You bet your boots, Charlie. I got one right here in my pocket. Here.
Yeah, that's it. It's a bright red and green cap, kids, with a flexible plastic launching tube on top. Put the beanie on your head, fit a rocket plane on the tube that sticks out of the beanie, then blow on the other end and zoom! The rocket plane zips off your beanie into the air. Goes as high as a house, too. Now, all you have to do to get one is send in 25 cents and a box top from a regular or large-sized package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, kids, send the top on a regular or large-sized box of those swell-tasting Kellogg's Rice Krispies and send it to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois, along with 25 cents. You'll get a complete Aerodoodle rocket outfit, but you better send for yours right away. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Just a few minutes after Clancy Wright, the banker, walked away with Sunday and Grundy to talk private business, he came running back to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, shouting that there'd been a gold strike just 10 miles from Beetle Bend.
Bill, they did it. Those two old gents struck gold. They showed me the gold dust. Said they dug it out of the rock just like picking berries.
Where is it? Well, let's go stake a claim, Bill, and get rich.
Easy, partner.
They wouldn't tell me where it was, but they said they'd take me there blindfolded tomorrow morning.
They're being real careful, ain't they?
This is the first I've heard about gold in this section of the country, Clancy.
Well, there's got to be a first time for any gold discovery, Bill, and I'm in at the start.
What do they want from you?
Backing, of course. They'll give me a half interest in return for enough money to operate the mine.
That's fair enough if they really have a strike, but I'd be careful.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll see the claim first before they get one silver dollar.
Hey, now, just a minute, Clancy Wright. You ain't talking about our business to these two, is you?
Handle his private business. You ain't told him.
Well, yes, I told Bill and Jingles.
Your secret's safe with us, gents.
No secret's safe with nobody.
Nobody, you hear?
Now, we ain't going to show you nothing. Eh, Sandy?
No, sir. Not area thing, Grundy. You can forget about that.
No, wait. You can't back out now. I can give you the money you need to develop your claim.
But you talk too much.
With your mouth.
Wild Bill and Jingles won't tell anybody. You've got to take me out there in the morning.
Well, what say, Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Reckon we'll have to take a chance, Grundy.
All right. Sun up tomorrow, you'll be ready. But them two star packers ain't going along.
You'll come along, you hear?
All right, I'll be waiting at the bank.
All right. Sun up tomorrow. And there ain't going to be nobody through us. We'll see that. Won't we, Grundy?
We sure will, Sunday. We'll make real sure.
Well, Jingles, you had enough?
Yep, I've had my fill for tonight, but I'll be raring for breakfast in the morning as usual.
Well, I guess we might as well be going now before breakfast catches up with us.
Bill, I don't see what makes you want to trail us out to that gold find in the morning.
Well, call it a hunch, Clancy.
And when Wild Bill gets a hunch, Clancy, it eats him like a burr in his crawl.
But you're liable to ruin the whole deal.
I wouldn't want to do that if those two prospectors have found a strike.
Then stay here and wait till I get back.
All right, Clancy. You're leaving at sunup. It's 10 miles, they said, to the strike. That ought to put you back here about 2 o'clock. Along plenty of time for seeing and traveling.
And if you ain't back by 2, we're coming after you.
All right, but I think you've got this figured all wrong.
But, Grundy, I ain't much for liking to kill him.
Ain't nothing else we can do, Sunday.
But...
Now, it ain't gonna do no good jawing about it.
But we ain't never gone in for killing before.
Comes a time.
Yeah, huh?
And this is it. If Wild Bill Hickok gets wise to us, we'll be cooling our heels.
Cooling in the cooler, huh?
You got it right.
Yeah. But how do you reckon to get a man like Hickok?
There's ways.
Like how? Name one.
Well, you gotta get Hickok and his deputy busy.
Busy, huh?
Yeah, too busy doing his shooting. Then you shoot them.
And run.
Yeah. Now, come on. Here's 3 cocklebirds.
Cocklebirds? What for?
You put them under the saddle on Hickok's horse. I'll put these 3 under Jim's saddle.
Well, I wouldn't like to hurt the horse.
It don't hurt him. Just tickles and makes him buck.
And that keeps those 2 lawmen busy, huh?
Sure, while we shoot them.
And run.
Yeah. Now, come on. We'll fix up these saddles and then hide right in the shadow of the hotel.
And wait for
them. Why, sure. They've been in that cafe with Clancy, right? They ought to be along to put their horses in the stable any minute.
Well, good night, Hickok, Jingles. Now, don't worry. I'll be back by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
If you're not, we're coming after you. Come on, partner. Let's put our horses in the livery stable, and then we'll hit the hay.
You said it. Now, steady, Joker. You're headed for the barn.
Ooh, Buckshot, ooh. What's making these horses so nervous, Jingles?
Oh, they're just in a hurry to get to bed, Bill.
Then hop in that saddle, and let's oblige them.
Now, can't you just see me hopping into a saddle?
Well, then climb in.
Yeah, that's more like it. Now, hold still, Joker.
Buckshot. Hey, Jingles.
Yeah, something spooked these cayuses. Hold it, Joker. Doggone you. Quit that sun picture. Somebody's after us.
Yeah. I'm too busy to shoot back.
You reckon we got him, Grundy?
Why, sure we got him, Sunday.
I didn't see him fall.
Me neither. But I reckon they did. I bet that's the first time anybody thought of that good a trick for getting the best of Wild Bill Hickok.
That was a right good trick, all right.
Now all we gotta do is hide out tonight. Go back in the morning to get that banker at sunup.
Yeah, acted real innocent about the killing they'll be talking about, huh?
Why, sure. It'll all be a big surprise to us, Sunday, because we don't know a thing about it.
Doggone those low-down bushwhackers, Bill. Putting cockle birds under our saddles.
It was a mean trick, Jingle. We're lucky they didn't plug us.
Well, we sure got something to tell Clancy Wright anyway.
Yeah, if he'll listen to us.
Bill, what are you and Jingles doing here? Come in, come in.
Well, we sure got some bad news for you, Clancy.
Easy, Jingles.
Why, what bad news?
Clancy, a couple of dragoons tried to put us out of the way just after we left you.
Well, who was it? Did you see him?
No, we didn't see him, but we know who they were, all right.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea they were your prospectors.
Oh, but why would Sunday and Grundy want to kill you?
That's what I'm curious about. It could mean that their gold strike is a phony.
But they showed me the gold dust they got from the claim.
But you didn't see him dig it.
Jingles is right, Clancy. And gold dust is not too hard to come by.
I don't know what your game is, Hickok, but you're not stopping me from going to see that claim tomorrow.
I don't want to stop you, Clancy. Just don't take any money with you when you go.
Now, what do you mean by that, Hickok?
If you're taking money from the bank to soak in this gold mine, it's the people's money. And if they lose it on some phony scheme, a lot of folks are going to get hurt.
That's my business, Hickok. You got shot at because you stuck your nose in and scared Sundy and Grundy. They're afraid somebody else will find out about their claim.
Maybe, and maybe they're playing you for a gilt-edged sucker.
Nobody's playing me for a sucker. And if you try trailing me in the morning to break up this deal, you're liable to have three guns trained on your chest instead of two.
Gather round close to the radio, kids. I'm going to tell you about a wonderful surprise the Kellogg folks have for you. Right now, let's everybody sing about those crisp, golden good Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Come on now, let's sing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best and how. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, kids, listen to this. The Kellogg people want to send you a swell new aerodoodle beanie and rocket launching outfit. It's a bright red and green beanie cap that fits on your head. But this beanie has a flexible plastic tube attached to the top. You fit a sleek, sturdy 5.5-inch rocket plane over that tube on the top of your beanie, then you blow on the other end of the tube. Zoom! The rocket plane shoots right up into the sky right off the top of your beanie. It'll go way high and come down a-looping the loops and a-diving and doing all kinds of fancy shenanigans. Boy, boy, it's real fun. So be the first in your block to get one. All you do is send the box top from a regular or large-size package of crisp, golden Kellogg's Rice Krispies along with 25 cents to Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's Kellogg's, Box 8500A, Chicago 77, Illinois. Okay, now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
After Clancy Wright warned Wild Bill Hickok to keep off his trail the next morning, Bill and Jingles stopped by Clancy's barn, then headed back to town and to a short night's sleep. Not long after sunup, they were in the saddle, and Bill was keeping his eyes on the dusty road ahead of them as they rode out of town.
You still see his tracks, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. Same horse we saw in Clancy's barn last night. I checked his hoofs so I could trail him this morning.
Well, I don't like it. First I get shot at, then I get half a night's sleep. Then this morning I gotta climb in the saddle before the sun's out of bed with no breakfast. All because you got a hunch.
This might be important, Jingles.
Well, if Clancy's gonna be such a grade A fool, why don't we let him?
I'm thinking about the folks that put their money in his bank, partner.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's prod up these ponies and catch the lame-brained, soft-headed maverick.
Nope. I want to give him time to get to the so-called gold strike. Then we can catch those two phony prospectors with a good...
Well, if it turns out to be a good mine, we sure are going to look silly.
Well, Mr. Wright, here we are.
Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Yep, this is the place.
Whoa. Well, that's fine. I'll be glad to get this blindfold off my eyes.
Yep. Couldn't take no chances with a big strike like this.
No, sir. Might have folks trampling each other to death to stake claims around here.
Now, before we take that blindfold off, we'll walk you right over here so you're facing the rock.
Yep. Might as well get the big surprise all at once.
There, now, that's far enough. Stand right here, look straight ahead of you.
And hang on, Cat. Here it comes. Off comes the blindfold.
There you are, Mr. Wright. Now look at the face of that rock. Ever see such an outcrop of gold in your life?
You see, Grundy? What did I tell you? His eyes are bugging out.
Well, you're right, Sundy. They sure are.
You did it. You found gold. I told him you did. Quick, sign this paper.
What paper?
What's it say?
It says you give me half interest in return for the $5,000 I'm giving you so you can develop the claim.
It does?
Sure enough.
It sure does.
You got the money?
On you?
I sure have. Here it is.
Well, now that's fine. Here, let's see that paper.
Hold it, Clancy. Don't give him the money till we get there.
Well, it's Hickok
and Jingle.
Shoot him!
Now hold it right there, gents.
Yeah. Simmer down and let's talk this thing over.
Hickok, you're trying to clear this deal of mine, and I ain't gonna let you.
Clancy, I sure. to have to teach you a lesson the hard way. And you two desert rats, stand right where you are with your hands scratching the clouds.
We ain't doing a thing, are we, son?
Not a thing, Grundy.
Now get up, Clancy, and listen to what I tell you.
You nosy Budinsky. You'd take a look at the outcropping on the face of that rock, you'd see you were wrong.
I'm aiming to take a good look.
Sure, go ahead.
Help yourself. You see it's gold, all right.
Hey, Bill, look. It is gold. Now, ain't we the silliest mavericks that ever chased a wild goose?
I told you so.
Yep, I reckon you are.
Real silly.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? You see it, don't you?
Sure you do, Bill. You ain't blind.
No, Jingles.
But this one time, I don't believe what I see.
You ain't making sense, partner.
All right, I will right now. This is a salted mine, or I'll eat Buckshot's bridle bit and all.
Maybe we better go, Sandeep.
I reckon you're right, Bundy.
No, you don't, you two sand lizards ain't going no place till that Bill Sue talking.
Makes sense, Hickok, or get out of here right now.
It's this simple, Clancy. You see that shotgun Grundy's carrying?
Of course I see it.
Hand it to me, Jingles.
Oh, no, you don't.
Give me that, you coyote. Here you are, Bill.
Now hand me one of those shells I see bulging Sunday's right pocket.
No. No, you don't. I ain't gonna let you have it.
Come back here, you little varmint. Now, give it to me. There. That's better. Here it is, Bill.
Yeah, just as I thought. Now, Clancy, where do you want your next gold mine?
I don't get you, Hickok.
See that spot on the face of the rock right there? It's clear of any trace of gold.
Yeah, just a flat rock.
Now, watch it. I load this shell and the shotgun, and...
Bill, that rock's got gold in it.
Sure it has. Just like the other outcropping you were about to pay $5,000 for.
But how did you do it?
Yeah, Bill, that's some trick.
Just like these two did it, Clancy. You take the buckshot out of a shotgun shell, fill the shell with sand and gold dust. Then you shoot it in the side of the rock.
Yeah, looks like the real thing, all right.
Bill, I've been wrong. I don't know how to thank you.
You can thank me by taking that money back and putting it in the bank where it belongs. And don't fall for any more schemes like this.
And while you're doing that, I'll take these two horny totes to jail. Huh, Bill?
That's right, partner. But be careful they don't sell you your own saddle on the way, but you know they're pretty slick.
Well, that's right nice of Mr. Hickok to say that word at Sunday.
Yep, sure was, Grundy. Last time he sent us to jail, the marshal weren't half that nice.
Oh. Well, come on, you two shotgun swindlers. Climb in those saddles and head back for the sheriff's office. And don't think you can fool old Jingles with none of your smoothie tricks, 'cause I know a thing or two myself. If I could just think of them.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Have a nice weekend, folks, and we'll be with you again on Monday with another story.
Right, and it's a rip-snorter about a railroad telegraph key, and for Wild Bill and Jingles, it means trouble. We call it the Mystery Fist.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember that Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, it's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Bob Bruce, Jess Kirkpatrick, Larry Dobkin, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok tells the story of the Mysterious Fist. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, and Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.